And that was the Bands of Glory song, 11 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. And that's all about the National Christian Music Festival of Epic Proportions, earmarked to host 28 Christian bands from across South Africa and abroad, held on an open farmland and bringing together worship, testimony and talent in a powerful celebration of Christ Jesus while raising funds for Teyon Lodge. And Terry Rousseau, how are you keeping?
Wow. Johan, tired but invigorated.
Oh.
Today was day 11. We've walked a total of 238 kilometers. Legs hurt, feet hurt, but it's been incredible. It has been such an incredible journey. I just cannot tell you. Yeah, mind blown.
What an incredible, epic walk for the Bands of Glory and the Teyon Lodge. All part of the faith journey you are doing at the moment. And you are on day 11 of the 500-kilometer walk from Cape Town. Tell us all about what happened the past 11 days.
Wow. So we started in Hohoek. Safety and security reasons, we were advised to start in Hohoek and basically walked through the train track down through the mountains into Botrefied. And that was incredibly breathtaking. I had my brother and my nephew walking with me and my sister-in-law with Taya, my niece, who is the reason we've named the lodge after her. And, so they joined us for day one. And every single place we have stayed along route has been incredibly purposeful. We've met people that need the lodge. We've met people that we reckon will be an asset to the lodge. We've met people that will help us build the lodge. All our accommodation has been sponsored. Our meals have been sponsored. People have opened up their doors. We have been spoiled. We walk hard, but we are spoiled.
Wonderful. And all this to raise awareness and funds to host the Bands of Glory Fueled by Faith. Tell us about the Teyon Lodge quickly, please, again.
So Teyon Lodge is a step-up rehab facility that we want to build on this farm in Nysna. Basically, it's to take people that have been through rehab and are needing that additional step up into civilization again. We'll take them in for 2 or 3 months. We'll help them learn a skill if they don't have a trade or a skill or any form of, work experience. We will teach them how to grow their own food, how to cook together as a community, and basically how to budget and just learn, what it is to be back on your feet in the real world. And then when we feel that they're ready, that's it. They can go forth and prosper. So it's a big vision. It's also, a big part of it is there are so many, wives that, you're always seeing posts on Facebook where the husbands have decided to file for divorce. They've been housewives all their lives, or they're coming out of abusive relationships and they are cut off from finances and put out and have nowhere to go. And we want to be that light. We want to be that place to give them 3 months to breathe and get back on their feet and start over. Teyon Lodge it's a big dream.
A wonderful, wonderful ministry and a big dream, Teyon Lodge. And it's not a rehab, but a bridge between survival and flourishing, as you say.
Yes, the step between lost and found.
Precisely.
The bridge between lost and found, yes.
Now, the Bands of Glory, I just played that beautiful song and I must congratulate you on that. It's a
great one.
Now,
a very amazing song.
Tell us about the Bands of Glory, the 2 to 3 day Christian music festival held on the picturesque farm outside of Nysna on the Easter weekend of next year.
Yes. So part of this bigger vision that I've had for all these years was this massive stage, and I could never understand where the stage was until earlier this year when I realized where it was, why it was, and when it was. And the whole purpose is it's part of this whole Christian revival that's going on around the world, that we just want to get as many people to this farm and make it one massive, massive two-day of battle of bands, 28 bands from around the country, different churches, I'm absolutely and utterly convinced we are going to have international artists there. My gut says this is going to be bigger than we think is big. It's Easter weekend, and we get a lot of resistance. Churches that we've spoken to, say, listen, that's Easter weekend. That's our busiest weekend of the year. And what we're trying to bring across to them is we're not taking your band away from you for Easter weekend. We want you to bring your church to us for Easter weekend and make it a massive celebrate Jesus, his whole resurrection, and just celebrate.
Yeah. And I can hear your heart is in it.
Absolutely. No, I'm absolutely set on this walk, the festival next year, building Clare Lodge. This is my life goal. This is it.
Now, you having this epic walk at the moment, just take us in a paragraph or two. You're walking from Hohoek on the train tracks. You are all the way to Grabo, and it must have been the most beautiful, beautiful scenery all around.
It has been incredible. I cannot tell you how beautiful it is. The canola fields are all in bloom at the moment.
Yeah.
The wheat fields are full and green and flourishing. So we've followed the train track as much as we can. We have done quite a bit of walking on the N2 with our banners. So please, if anybody drives past and they see three girls and a banner, wave, hoot, scream, shout, stop. We've had people pull over on the side of the road and actually do a U-turn to come back to us and offer us nachos and strawberries and biscuits, and it's just, we're walking through the back farmlands. It's quiet, there's no one that we're really meeting, but it's just, it's our time to just walk and reflect and know we're walking with a purpose. And at the moment we're in Riversdale. We are here for tonight. Tomorrow we carry on walking to kind of halfway to Old Bithynia, and then the next day we're off to to Bonaventure, just after Horace River Bridge. Next week Friday we finish in Knysna, literally expected to walk in at 5 o'clock into the primary school sports fields, into the Youth for Christ, their little battle of bands that they've organized for that Friday evening. So it's a very specific time and date that we are due to walk into Knysna.
Terry Rousseau, I want to play the song again, Bands of Glory.
Amazing.
And I want to tell you from all of us at Radio Pulpit, may the Lord God Almighty bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you so much, John.
God bless.
Keep well. Thank you.
Gather around, let the music rise underneath these starry skies. On the farm, the fires glow. We're here to lift our hearts. Let's go. Gospel bands from every town, praising Jesus, lifting up.
alive. With tense pitch high and hearts open.